Hello and good morning. You're listening to Market Minutes. I'm Lavisha Dharath. Today is Wednesday, 28th of February, and here are the top things to know before market opens. The benchmark Sensex and Nifty indices are likely to open higher as trends in the GIFT Nifty indicate a firm start for the broader index with a gain of 43 points. In the previous trading session, the benchmark indices erased most of their initial losses to end on the positive note. Nifty closed around 22,200 mark as buying was seen across auto, capital goods, IT and realty names. Today, the pivot point calculator indicates that the Nifty is likely to take an immediate support at 22,117 levels, while on the higher side, it may see an immediate resistance at 22,218 levels. Some of the top stocks to watch out in today's trading session are Vodafone Idea, after the board approved fundraise plan of 20,000 crore rupees via equity, as the debt-laden telecom operator keeps the hunt on for new investors and fund rollout of 5G. Secondly, Axis Bank will grab some limelight after the Reserve Bank of India approved the appointment of Munish Sharda as executive director and full-time director of the company. Thirdly, Hindustan Zinc will be in focus after the company incorporated a new subsidiary to explore, discover, develop and tap critical mineral resources. Fourthly, Titan, after the company bought the remaining 0.3% stake in CaratLane for 60 crore rupees. Finally, Exide Industries, after the company invested 25 crore rupees in its wholly owned subsidiary Exide Energy Solutions on a rights basis. The primary markets will continue to keep the momentum going as Bharat Highways will open its public issue for subscription. The price band set for this IPO is 98 rupees to 100 rupees per share. Apart from that, Juniper Hotels will list its shares at the exchanges today. Stock market observers expect Juniper Hotels to see a muted listing as shares in the grey markets are commanding a zero premium. Now, shifting focus to global markets, let's take a look at how they have fared. US stocks closed near flat overnight ahead of inflation and other economic data that could shed light on the possible timing of Federal Reserve interest rate cut. The Dow Jones fell 0.2%, while the S&P 500 and the Nasdaq Composite rose up to 0.3%. Meanwhile, Asia-Pacific markets edged lower this morning as New Zealand Central Bank kept its interest rate steady and investors awaited key US inflation and China data later this week. On the commodities front, oil prices rose overnight as the market focused on uncertainty over a potential Gaza ceasefire and some expectations that producer group OPEC Plus will extend voluntary supply cuts in March. While the Brent crude traded above $83 per barrel, the US WTI was above $78 per barrel. Coming to today's Voice of the Day, we have Gaurang Shah of Geojit Financial Services, who shares his take on what sectors look favorable in this expensive market. Let's listen in.
We have an important event coming in the next couple of months, that is election. So there is going to be pre-election volatility, there will be pre-election anxiety rally also. And there will be a lot of volatility once we are into the election, unless and until the time we know the outcome of that election result. So if you are asking in terms of safe or, you know, investments which will not go down sectorially, then I don't think any sector will be left up. Everything will be volatile, but relatively on earnings front, I feel that 5-6 sectors are likely to do better. And post-election, if everything has to go what the market wants it to be, then I think defense will continue to rally, railways will continue to rally, PSU stocks will continue to rally, and even autos and cement, because infrastructure's push is going to be tremendous.
That's all from us today. Stay tuned to moneycontrol.com for more news updates. Thank you, have a great trading day, and we will catch you tomorrow at the same time.